Israeli jets hit dozens of targets overnight in an intense campaign against military targets in the Gaza Strip. This comes after yesterday's missile strike that killed the Hamas military chief. Israeli officials say they want to cripple the military capabilities of Gaza militants who fire rockets routinely into Israel. Joining us live this morning with more now, WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. Would this have even started if the rockets weren't being fired from Gaza into Israel?
Probably not. But as you know, between 800 and 900 rockets have been fired since the beginning of the year, and something on the order of 150 have been fired from Gaza into southern Israel in the last month. Israel has said for a long time, you need to stop this. We're going to have to take more aggressive action. We're going to have to do something to stem the tide. And even though Hamas still has the capability to continue firing rockets, they went after the head of the snake. And in going after the head of Hamas's military wing, they were sending a very strong message. But in talking with Israeli military officials last night and earlier today, the capability still exists for Hamas to continue to launch rockets. And CBS talked about it at the top of the last hour. They're on war footing. They're preparing for it and should expect it if these rockets keep dropping.
You know, each of these circumstances is a bad one in and of itself, but we have terrible problems in Libya right now, in Syria right now, the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and what's happening with Iran, notwithstanding. Where is all of this going? Some really fear we could have a major, major conflict.
There's no doubt about it, Mike. There's going to be a very significant conflict in that region unless some major backtracking takes place, and it probably, based on the folks that I've been talking to and the reporting that I've been doing, it starts with Iran. Iran appears to be the person or the organization, the country, that the entity that's supporting all of these efforts. If it's Hamas, if it's Hezbollah, if it's Syria, Iran is supporting them. So we've been hearing lately that Iran may want to talk to the U.S. and may be talking. There are a couple of channels through which they can talk. And that may be happening. But this is what is all going to most likely happen unless some significant conversation takes place, a big fat war in the region.
Well, supposedly, as sanctions really have an effect in Iran, the government may be in trouble with losing popular support. A lot of people think Iran wants some type of a war, some type of a warlike environment around there, drawing other countries in the region into it, and that seems to be exactly what's happening now.
Would play right into their hands, according to the military folks that I've spoken to. Iran recognizes that, you know, it's a pariah, it's been a pariah for a long time, but it also recognizes that the stakes are much, much higher now because of this nuclear program, and it needs to buy time in order to get to the point where it wants to be. So it can, you know, say, we're not doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they'll already be done with their nuclear program.
Let me ask you about this. The Obama administration is giving its full support to Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. Mm-hmm. What is the extent of that support? And is it potential here that the United States could get itself involved in another conflict?
Well, you know, the U.S. has assets in Israel. And as far as that support goes, it could include those assets. Now, whether or not it would include U.S. personnel, I don't know. But the U.S. does support the Israeli military with some equipment, and there are U.S.-owned assets there. So they could very well be used, but I'm wondering if Israel would pull those out at this point if they did not need them, because I think that pretty much has been sort of reserved for the big one, the big conflict that they hope doesn't happen between Israel and Iran.
Well, it's sure getting worse right now. Thank you, JJ. Appreciate it. Well, WTOP's national security correspondent, JJ Green.